Big welcome, everybody. Just looking around the room and want to let you know if this is your first time in our space here at the Hive, we say thank you for coming. Massive welcome. Good to have you here. And just want to wish you a happy Christmas from all of us if we don't get to do that, certainly from me. My name's David, and with Eve here, we are the pastors of the church. So it's a privilege to host you here today. Doesn't look good. I'm so happy. I'm going to, I learnt a new communication phrase, and it's this thought of riffing off a theme, riffing. So there's music language. I'm a bit of a muser, so you know what a riff is. A riff is a repeating kind of theme or motif or like a line musically that just keeps on coming back and coming back. So this morning, my riff theme is what's going to happen next? What's next? What's next? All right. So I'm going to start by reading, and I will enlist the help of Shumin. Where are you, Shumin? Can you come, please, just sit down with Eve and grab that microphone on the floor, just next to Eve. There's a microphone next to Eve. We're good. And I think we should do a thank you to Shumin, hey, for... So we're going to, first scripture we're going to read, it's in Matthew chapter 2, and everything that's on the screen, Shumin, when I say, I just want you to read what comes up. So can we go the first screen, Tim? And Matthew 2 verse 1 says, you can't see, that's all right, you come and help me out. Have we got Mike? Thank you. That's okay. Good. So I'm going to read it. This is from Matthew chapter 2. It says, now after Jesus was born. Now after Jesus was born. Shumin, what does that say?
Jesus出生以后.
Yeah, thank you. You can sit down for a minute. We're good.
Just
that. It's only short. That's why you can stay down there. But it's okay. We have a very enthusiastic interpreter, so I'm happy with that. You know, the Bible account, the Bible story, the story that we heard and saw happening here is a story that just in a very kind of clear and factual way just says, now this happened and that happened and after this happened, that happened. And after Jesus was born, if we keep reading in that story, which we won't for the sake of time, but the Matthew story tells us after Jesus was born, then the wise men came, and after that, then this king called Herod got a bit annoyed by and threatened by this birth of Jesus, and King Herod then tried to go after Jesus, and after that, Mary and Joseph and Jesus, they actually went, it was kind of cloak and dagger, they went to Egypt, and after that, when Herod died, they came back. And the whole story, if you follow what I'm saying, is now after this, that happened, right? And after that, this happened, and after that, and it goes on and on with these kind of continuing facts of what happened to the baby Jesus. This happened, and that happened. This morning I'm actually asking the question, so what's next? After that, what's next? And after today, I wonder what's next. I mean, do anybody feel like Christmas is like a steam train coming the 25th of December, coming towards us at an incredible rate? And so after today, the 22nd, then comes the 23rd, right? And I'm sure you have plans. Who's got plans for tomorrow? What's next? Yes, you do. And then the 24th is Christmas Eve. Who's got plans? What's next? Do you understand what's next? And then, of course, Christmas Day. And then after Christmas Day comes Boxing Day. I actually had a bit of a look, and I always thought Boxing Day was a simple definition of there were just lots of boxes and rubbish around on the floor. Does anybody have a bit of paper rubbish, particularly children? But I've actually learnt Boxing Day historically came from this thought that the rich and the wealthy put gifts into boxes to give to the poor people around them. They actually planned what they were going to do next. Do you hear what I'm saying? So what was next on Christmas was a plan to be generous. That's good, isn't it? And I also learned that Boxing Day back in the day when there were lords and ladies and princes and kings and everything else, back in the day, after Christmas Day, which would have been, just imagine if it's busy for you and me right now, imagine if you were a servant in a palace, how busy Christmas Day would be. Do you follow what I'm saying? There'd be all the preparation, all the work, and it would be like the time in the year where you are on high alert. So after Christmas Day, what was next was this, that after Christmas Day, if the king or the lord and lady were kind of nice, they would give Boxing Day as a day off to their servants. That's good, isn't it? And so Boxing Day, what was next, was a day off. And so what's next? I can remember, for me, when I was a boy growing up in Adelaide, what was next for me on Christmas lunch was, I'm going to eat as much as I can tonight. And for me, to eat as much as I can after Christmas lunch involved drinking Coca-Cola, because I learnt I could actually, it would make me burp and sort of help the food to digest. So, but what's next? The Bible says, come up, Shimin, because next screen, there's a James verse. I'm going to read it. And James chapter 4 says, you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. You do not know what's next. Do you follow the riff? Thanks, Shimin. Can you read that?
I can't walk.
I'll say one sentence. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. Because your life is like a mist, like a vapor, like air. Your life is like air. Mm. One moment it's here and then it vanishes away.
Mm. Yeah? 生活就是你根本不知道往哪去。就是这样，下分钟你根本就不知道，下分钟你根本不知道是什么，不知道明天是什么。
Thank you, Shimin. Thank you. You know, this Christmas, there will be two fathers who won't be home for Christmas. You may know that in Bargo, little country town, there'd be massive fires. And two young fathers, one's called Andrew and one is called Jeff, will not be home for Christmas this year. Just in yesterday's paper, there's a picture of these two beautiful dads holding their children, and they were volunteer firefighters, and the truck they were driving just overturned in the fire, and they were killed, they were incinerated. What's next? What will we do tomorrow? I put it to you that we actually do not know. We do not know. We do not know. Think of the New Zealand White Island volcano. Think of all those people who would have had plans for Christmas. Think of all those people who would have had plans for their holidays. Do we know what's next? I put it to you today that we do not know. And as I consider today the Christmas message, I want to suggest to you that it actually does speak to our what's next. Today you may be sitting in your chair and you may actually have had something very hard happen in your life just yesterday or during the year. Maybe something when you were here or celebrating Christmas in 2018 that you did not know was coming. Maybe some of you here have had wonderful surprises. Maybe you've had good things happen. But I put it to you, regardless, we do not know what's next. Do you agree with me? Yeah. And two questions that I think are kind of central to this time of year are, first of all, when the Bible says this happened and that happened, we actually have some kind of a decision to make about the what is called the historicity, or the actual, is the Bible story fact or fiction? Do you get that? We actually have to make some kind of a choice today as to whether the account in the Bible actually happened or whether it didn't. I have a very good friend who recently took a tour to Israel. His name's Brad Hagen. Some of you know Brad. He's come and preached here. And Brad took 30 people to Israel just 2 weeks ago. I said to him the other day, Brad, how did it go? He said, David, it was life-changing for a lot of those 30 people. The thing that happens if you've been to Israel, anybody been to Israel? I certainly have. But the thing that does happen sometimes is that the truth of the Bible story just gets stronger and deeper and richer and more real when we actually see it and touch it. And there is a question to ask today: do we actually think that the Bible is historically accurate and actually does convey a real story or not? That, I think, is something that's part of what will form our belief in what's next. The other question today that I don't think we can escape from is, who really is or was Jesus? Did he exist? Is he who he claimed to be? Was he really the Son of God? Was he just a good man? Was he a prophet? Was he a fraud? That is a question that I put it to you in the rush of Christmas that we actually do have to face at some point in time. They are the ponderables, maybe the imponderables, maybe the things that are a bit mysterious. But I put it to you that today we are far more than tourists in potentially visiting Israel or that kind of thing. We are journeying in life, and I think today there is an opportunity to consider what's coming next. Who's heard of the Bali Nine? The Bali Nine were drug traffickers who were at various stages were incarcerated in jail in Bali, and one of those individuals was a man called Andrew Chan. You may know that Andrew grew up in southwestern Sydney, the youngest child of a first generation migrants from China. He got a job, but he figured to himself, I can earn way more money being a drug dealer. So within a very short period of time, that's exactly what he did. And he ended up getting caught and ended up in jail. And shortly afterwards, he got hold of a Bible. Somebody put a Bible in his hands, and Andrew started to read the Bible. Just like I'm saying to you today, he had to make some kind of a choice. Is the Bible real? And is Jesus real? And according to this story, a Christian came to visit him and explained that he was reading God's word. And Andrew says, I didn't get much out of it. He wouldn't be the first person who would say that. And that's an honest thing to say. The visitor said to him, have you read the New Testament? He said, no, I have not. And anyway, he began to read it. And he began to read a particular verse. And he still didn't get it. And he then said, you know what? I just really didn't feel as if anything was happening. And then he read a verse that said, if you have enough faith, you can say to this mountain, be removed, and God will do it. According to the story, Chan prayed, God, if you are real and this is true, I want you to free me, and I'll serve you every day for the rest of my life. Now, you probably know what was next for him. He did not get free. You know that, right? He ended up still being in jail. God did not do what he asked him to do. Andrew Chan then had the choice to make. What's next for me? What am I going to do? According to the story, Andrew said to God, and he complained to God. He said, God, I asked you to set me free, not kill me. God replied back to him, Andrew, I have set you free from the inside out. I have given you life. Andrew says, that marked my conversion, the beginning of this new life as a Christian. And I don't know, the story goes, only 8 weeks later, he faced the firing squad. But Andrew came to a place where he knew in his heart what was next. He had peace in his heart. He had met the living God. He put his faith in Jesus, and he had put his faith in a future with Jesus beyond this life. What's next? I have a picture, thank you. It's a bit pixelated, but you'll forgive me. A very well-known kind of phrase is on the fire extinguisher there. It's kind of actually symbolic that that would be on the fire extinguisher. But Jesus is the reason for the season. Someone very wisely has said, yes, this is the season, but that's the reason. Isn't that powerful? That combination of a wreath, both the Christmas wreath and the crown of thorns. In the email that we sent out to our Hive family only just this week that Laurie helped me to write, we described the fact that Christmas and Easter are inextricably linked. Do you understand what I mean? They actually go together. And today, we cannot but say, did Jesus know what was coming next? Yes, he did. Jesus knew what was coming next, and yet he still embraced the future that he had to do. Let's have a look at the next screen, and Shimin can come. She's gone. That's all right. Now my soul, this is the words of Jesus as he contemplated the cross, as he contemplated the future of what he knew was next. My soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came. Save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came. Jesus had a purpose, and it was to give his life for you and me. I'm a bit of a financial guy. Thanks, Jimin, in a minute. And back in the day, I was in financial planning. I kind of listened to what's going on around the market. Who has seen, when you've been going shopping, a little sign by the register that says Afterpay? Has anybody ever seen that, Afterpay? What is Afterpay? You may have heard of this sort of a whole idea of payday loans or giving you some money before you actually earn it so that you can spend it now and then pay for something later. Afterpay is kind of a novel way of introducing that to the market, and it's very successful. It was launched and floated, I think, on the stock exchange. It's going very well. Afterpay. John 3:16 puts to us a radical inversion of the idea of afterpay. Shimin can come back. Maybe you need to stay down there, Shimin, just to help me out. Hey, this is the last verse. Can you come and stand here? You guys have got mobile phones, right? Does anybody ever look at the Bible on your mobile phone? According to what I've read, this is the most popular downloaded scripture, second to none, that people go to on their phones, John 3:16. And it says this, for this is how much God loved the world. This is how much God loved the world.
这就是上帝有多么的爱世人。
He gave his one and only unique son as a gift.
他把他独一的儿子送给了我们，像一个礼物一样给了我们。
So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, will never die. Yeah.
会得到永生的，不会死，永生在圣里边，在神里边的永生。
But will have everlasting life. Will have eternal life. Will have
有永生。
Thank you, Shimin.
谢谢。
I want to put it to you today that the Christmas message, what it is that Jesus actually did, was to take what would otherwise be afterpay and turn it into beforepay. I want to put it to you today that the good news of the Christmas message, the reason for the season, and indeed the reason that Jesus was focusing on something beyond his early life here, and he was looking to the cross, and he was looking beyond the cross to resurrection, to defeating death, to defeating sin. I want to put it to you today that we have a choice of either afterpay or beforepay. What does afterpay look like in the terms of the Christian message? Afterpay looks like this. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. There is actually a payment that must be paid for our sin, our inability to relate to God because of that block of sin that exists relationally between us and him. And we have a choice to, we will one day pay for that, With judgment, actually, it's kind of a grim thing to say on Christmas, but it is actually the way that it is. And or we can let Jesus pay for it, because he has, and he has already paid it, right? It's before pay. Jesus actually paid already with his own life on the cross. He paid for our sin. It does actually, between after pay and before pay, is your choice of belief, or what the Bible calls faith, whosoever believes on him. I kind of love the thought that God would be so generous that he would set up a before pay for me and for you. It's not a good idea, is it, to put off paying off debt? I used to say to my clients, you always have to pay the ferryman, right? You always have to pay eventually. That's the way that it works. And in our own decision-making this morning and our receiving of the Christian and Christmas message, I put it to you, what's next? What's next? I think there is an afterlife. I believe there really is. And I believe that there is a afterlife for us to be welcomed into. One way or the other, there is an afterlife. And today, the promise of God is that he is with us. And today, the choice that I have and that you have is life with Jesus or without him. So what's next? We're going to have a moment just before we sing our next carol. And in this kind of cramp of Christmas, I just want to introduce into your day today that there is a wonderful peace of God that you can introduce into your life. There's the love of Jesus that can come into your heart. There is actually a security, even though things might be really difficult right now. There is a way that we all can actually receive the life of Jesus now. It's already paid for. Isn't that good? Nothing more to pay. That's the Christian message. Nothing more to pay. The debt's paid in full. Nothing more to pay. It is actually our belief. So would you just please close your eyes? It's going to have a moment. And I'm going to ask you, as I just prepare to finish, have you made that choice to receive the payment of Jesus that has already been paid for you and for your sinfulness? Have you made that choice, or are you hesitating on that choice? I'm not sure. But today, I just want to invite anyone who would like to receive the best gift that you ever could receive before Christmas and on the way to Christmas, in fact, at any time. It's the gift of life and life eternal, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of the love of Jesus. And it's received by a simple step of saying, Jesus, I believe that you gave your life for me. Jesus, I believe that you went to the cross for me, and I believe that you defeated death for me. And I thank you, and I receive that gift, and I ask for it in Jesus' name. If that's you right now, I just invite you to just put your hand up quickly so that I can see it. And I'd love you to come and chat to me afterwards, chat to maybe to Eve or one of our team, because our heart today is to share the best gift that we possibly can with you. Anybody who would want to say yes to Jesus, just slip your hand up quickly and put it down again so I can see you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Just put your hand up quickly. Wonderful. That's so good. Thanks. I see that hand. Isn't that good? So we're going to finish with a carol now, and Evie's going to just kind of talk to us about what's going to happen as we do so. But thanks for coming today, and we've loved having you here. And from me and from Eve, happy Christmas. God bless you.